Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continuing, a low 56. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cooler with showers and a high of 65. Lexington has cloudy skies and 63 degrees. Here in Louisville, we have cloudy skies. Our temperature is 67. I'm Ken Schultz.
And I'm Brian Rublin, 84 WHAS.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you, Steeler's Wheel. Derby Week 73, back when Secretariat won the Derby and the Triple Crown, remember? Joe Donovan at WHES. Good morning, it's 8:11. Derby morning, Derby 109 on the way, and while we're stuck in a rut, let's go back to Presley, Derby Week 1960.
Because I'm stuck on you, I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm stuck on you. 84 WHAS and Elvis, number one song, Derby Week 1960, when Venetian Way won the Kentucky Derby. A lot of memories like that throughout the day today on WHAS, throughout the morning anyway. Joe Donovan along, we have a cloudy 67-degree Kentucky Derby morning, the running of the roses. Of course, the 109th is this afternoon. Starting this morning, about 9:30 or so, we'll go up above for Skywatch 84 reports with Dick Gilbert and let you know how the traffic is already starting to get heavy in some parts of the city. And we'll have all-day coverage from the Downs about 10:30 or 11. Till then this morning, you and I with a lot of memories of Derby weeks past and some of the songs that were popular and some of the commercials and TV shows and such. Should be a lot of fun. Stay around with us for a while. Cloudy 67, Ken's forecast in just a half minute.
Planning a Derby party? Don't forget the dinner rolls. Cost cutter priced $13.99. So for delicious wishbone fried chicken for your Derby party, go Krogering during Derby days.
It's 8:15 at 84 WHES. Everybody getting up about this time wondering about the weather again. So we're going to hit a pretty heavy today for obvious reasons. Nothing on the Action Track color radar yet. But Ken Schultz, our meteorologist, is saying some morning sunshine followed by some increasing cloudiness, showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Windy and warm today, up to 83. Now for race time this afternoon, chance for a gusty thunderstorm. Temperatures around 80. Wind southerly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continuing, 56. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, cooler with showers, high of 65. And for Monday, partly sunny, breezy and cool, a high of 67. So, you know, we tend to forget. All week I talked to folks that asked so many people. We get them on the air for contests. Have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby? No? Bet you've lived here all your life, haven't you? Yeah? Have any desire to go to the Derby? Well, no, not really. I don't like large crowds. So for those of you that are going to enjoy the Derby passively on TV or on the radio, you want to get out and tan yourself, right? You've been waiting to do that. Maybe this morning will be your best shot at that, huh? 67 degrees now and going for 83 with some thunderstorms developing, as Ken says, this afternoon. We'll get a specific handle on that from him in a little bit. Backstretch reports earlier this morning, talking with Paul Rogers. Mike Edgerly was out at Churchill Downs. They already spotted somebody waiting in line to get to the infield with some glitter on him this morning. Put you in mind of things like this. Going to San Francisco, wear some flowers in your hair. Scott McKenzie. If you're there. Summertime will be a love in there. You remember the flower people, San Francisco. Not all that different. Derby morning around Louisville, as you know, out the Downs and all the slightly unusual people that line up to get into the infield starting, what, 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll talk with Mike Edgerly again a little bit later and get a little more character study of some of the people that have been waiting to get into the infields at the Downs. Some of them already splattered with glitter, as you heard earlier this morning. 84 WHES at 8:19 with Joe Donovan. Derby morning. One of the jockeys who will be riding in today's run for the Roses was also on board the Derby winner, Kawhi King, back in 1966. Don Brumfield, right? And he will be aboard Highland Park today, I believe. It was the year Alabama beat Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. UCLA edged Michigan State in the Rose Bowl. Baltimore beat Los Angeles 4-0 in the World Series. Graham Hill won the Indy 500 with a Ford, top speed 144 miles per hour. Golf's leading money winner, Billy Casper, earned $121,000. College basketball, Kentucky was ranked number one at the end of the year by both AP and UPI. And the number one song, Derby Week, 1966, came from John Phillips, Dennis Doherty, Holly Michelle Phillips, Cassandra Elliott. We, of course, came to know them as the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh,
they'll get here soon enough as it is. 84 WHAS, the Mamas and the Papas. Derby Week 1966 and Monday, 8:23 with Joe Donovan. Cloudy in Louisville, 67 degrees. We'll check Ken Schultz's forecast again in a little bit. And we'll check in with Paul Rogers in about 2 minutes. It's 8:25 at WHAS 84. Well, let's check in at Churchill Downs, another backstretch report, and here we hope is Paul Rogers.
Yes, Joe, I'm out checking out the Derby horses this morning, seeing how they're coming up the last minute, and I came over to the barn 41 where I found Chumming.
Or light that is less than perfect. The Kodacolor VR1000 film will help you capture it all and beautifully. Get some at your local dealer today. Kodak Film, the official film of the Kentucky Derby.
Good morning, Joe Donovan, along from 84 WHAS. Derby morning at 67 degrees and cloudy. Ken Schultz says some morning sunshine, followed by where's the morning sunshine? We haven't seen it yet, have we? Well, we're waiting. Nothing on radar this morning. Some morning sunshine, followed by some increasing cloudiness. Showers, thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Windy and warm, 83 today. Ken says by race time this afternoon, chance for a gusty thunderstorm. Temperature about 80. Wind southerly, 15 to 25. We'll check with Ken in person here in just a few minutes. Cloudy in Louisville this morning, 67 degrees. Back over the years, and I wonder if you can tell me the year this time. It was the year the Kentucky State Fair moved from the west end of Louisville to the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. Television featured Passport to Danger, Cesar Romero, the Jane Wyman Theater. Stanley was on TV starring whom? Yeah, Buddy Hackett, Carol Burnett. The Wizard of Oz was on TV for the first time. You know, among the most mired men this particular year, Winston Churchill, Bishop Fulton Sheen, Jonas Salk, Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Pulitzer Prize for Drama was for The Diary of Anne Frank, and the prize for a cartoon went to the Louisville Times. Duncan's on Breckenridge Lane in Louisville was advertising brand new DeSoto's with push-button drive, white wall tires, turn signals, backup lights, and many other extras. And I wonder if you remember what you were driving in 1956.
Here are some most happy fellas, the four lads for Ford.
Standing on the corner, watching all the Fords go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the Fords the eye. Look at it go, it's the Thunderbirds kissing cousin. Get in a Ford, give Ford a try. So don't be standing on the corner, watching all the Fords, watching all the Fords. Be the guy who's going by.
Yes, be the guy who's going by in a powerful Ford V8. Be the guy who's proud of that Thunderbird look, who enjoys Ford's solid big car ride. Be the guy who saves with Ford's low price and gas savings. See your Ford dealer.
Well, this same year, that same year, there was a young man from Tennessee, came from a poor family. And because of his poor background, simple things were important to him. And that's why he felt that, well, articles of clothing like shoes were important to a youngster. He felt that a good pair of shoes was his most important possession. And he put it to music.
Well, it's one for the money. Blue, 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 suede shoes. Blue, 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 suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, 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 suede shoes, baby. Blue, 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 suede shoes. You can do anything, baby.
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. 84 WHAS and Carl Perkins. Yeah, he's the man that wrote the song. You're right, Elvis recorded it, but Carl Perkins wrote it, actually had the big hit. 1956, number two song, Derby Week, 1956. 8:32 at WHAS with Joe Donovan. We'll check Ken Schultz, our meteorologist, in his Derby Day forecast in 1 minute.
Live Wednesday through Derby night. It's an all-week Derby party at Alexander's, downtown in the Galleria.
We'll say 34 WHAS. Good morning, Joe Donovan along. Ken Schultz, our meteorologist. A lot of questions of you today, Ken. What's our weather situation?
Well, we're spotting a couple showers on the radar scope this morning. The activity, though, is far to our northwest and not an immediate threat to our weather. Temperature is 67 degrees.
Ken, what about the lot of folks that are not perhaps going to go to the Downs today? What about those that want to stay home, mow the lawn today? day, or maybe just get out and lie in the sun, get a tan. What's the best time this morning?
Right about now. Yeah. Right. I don't think we're ever going to have a completely clear sky. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a little bit of sunshine off and on through the morning and perhaps right on into the early afternoon hours. But as the day progresses and that cold front gets a little bit closer to us and we warm up to about 83 degrees, I think we're going to see more and more showers and thunderstorms off to our west, which initially will throw more and more clouds over us and then give us a threat for some rain here later on today. And there is, Joe, at least a slight risk of, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I feel compelled to do it, there is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the west half of Kentucky late this afternoon and over much of the state tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll check with you again a little bit later. Thank you, Ken. It's 836 WHAS. Joe Donovan with some Derby memories this morning as we work our way up toward 10:30 and 11 o'clock this morning when we'll check in live with Churchill Downs. Well, we heard Blue Suede Shoes a minute ago out of 1956. 12 years after that, in 68, Dancer's Image, and actually it was Forward Pass, won the Kentucky Derby. A strangely familiar story. AP and UPI both ranked Houston, Kentucky, and Louisville in basketball's top 10 at the end of the year. Green Bay beat Oakland in Super Bowl II, 33-14. Bobby Unser won the Indy 500 with top speed of 152 miles per hour. The Doris Day Show was on TV, along with Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, The Mod Squad, Mayberry, RFD. Best-selling novel of the year was Airport. Bacon was 69 cents a pound. T-bone steak, $1.19. Sports shirts at Rhodes were $7.50. In politics, in the presidential election, Hubert Humphrey would lose to Richard Nixon. Now, would you believe the improved model as sung in this vintage rare, I'm not sure what it is, by a then unknown singer named John Denver.
Hi there, voters. How do you feel? Tired of the same old vote appeal? Well, look who's back with a brand new style, a brand new look, and a brand new smile. It's a 68 Nixon, everything's new. A brand new image just created for you. A dozen different finishes and so much to nest. He's got a brand new doggy.
Not checkers, but chess.
Now the Reagan can handle, the Rocky can race. But Dick can jump from left to right and not lose his place. His 56 production was loaded with spike. His 60 was a copy of the 58 Ike. The third time's a charm, and if it's charm that you like the 68 Nixon, he's different this year. The 68 Nixon is here, and he is liberal and conservative. He's humble and he's proud. He's more than just a candidate. He's a crowd. Yes, he's the 68 Nixon, a brother to men. So run and see him quick before he changes again. In every town and hamlet he is soon to appear. The 68 Nixon, he's different this year. The 68 Nixon, guaranteed not to smear. The 68 Nixon is here.
The preceding was a paid political denouncement.
Nominees for Grammy Record of the Year included Harper Valley PTA, Hey Jude, Mrs. Robinson, the song that won it, Wichita Lineman, and this song, which was number one in the country, Derby Week 1968. Here's Bobby Goldsboro. For WHAS and Honey, Bobby Goldsboro was 1968 Derby Week, as you remember. But we'll go back 20 years Derby Week in just a minute. It's 8:43 at WHAS.
Delicious Diet Pepsi.
We make industry more productive.
It's 8:44 WHAS and Joe Donovan. Good morning. Derby Day, cloudy and 67 degrees in Louisville. Sun's trying to break through the clouds. Ken saying some morning sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness, showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Windy and warm, though, today, up to 83. By race time, he says a chance for a gusty thunderstorm. Temperatures around 80. Wind southerly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Of course, as you know, if we get rain today, first time in what, to 13 years we've had rain on Derby Day. Let's see. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms continuing, 56. And tomorrow, Mom's Day, mostly cloudy, windy and cooler, showers, high of 65 degrees. We're 67 now and cloudy in Louisville. Check again with Ken Schultz in a bit. And another backstretch report coming up from Paul Rogers in a bit. Next hour, we go upstairs, Skywatch 84 with Dick Gilbert. Meanwhile, we're reminiscing Derby's past. 20 years ago this week, had you gone to the Bard Theater here in Louisville, you would have seen To Kill a Mockingbird. Jane Mansfield was to open July 8th. Iroquois Gardens for 1 week. Tickets were $3. Best movie of the year was Tom Jones. 1963's Miss America was Jacqueline Mayer from Sandusky, Ohio. Gateway Market here in Louisville wanted 39 cents a pound for ground beef. The newspaper said the new Louisville-Jeffersonville Bridge expected to be opened in early December of this year. Parnelli Jones won the Indy 500. Los Angeles beat New York in the World Series. Chateau Gay won the Kentucky Derby in 63. And in music, the immensely popular trio, the folk trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they sang about, remember their song about the wine-drinking horse named Stewball? But it was a dragon that caught everybody's fancy that year. Puff was considered by some in its day to be a drug-related song, but I talked with Paul Stuckey, the singer, one of the group, about the song, and he told me the real story behind Puff.
As I understand it, it was Spiro Agnew and we had it on pretty good authority that somebody in Newsweek decided to make it appear to take the concept that Spiro Agnew had started, which was that these songs had double meanings, and to carry it to its most absurd level. Unfortunately, there was no absurdity that was too insurmountable for the for that particular mind frame to handle. So for a while, Puff the Magic Dragon suffered at being construed as a Dopester song, which of course it never was, never intended to be.
The number one song, Derby Week 1963, here's Puff.
In a land called Honolulu.
84, WHAS, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon. Number one song, Derby Week 1963, and we're going back to a number one song, Derby Week 62, in a couple of minutes. First of all, we'll check with Paul Rogers in about a minute.
Big Shake at participating McDonald's.
It's 8 till 9 o'clock at WHAS and Joe Donovan. 67 degrees, cloudy. Well, let's go out for another backstretch report at Churchill Downs, and here's Paul Rogers.
Joe, for the rest of the day, about every 30 minutes, I'm doing reports on either radio or TV, and I got to thinking I'm starved, and I don't know how I'm going to eat. So I said, heck with it. I'm at the track kitchen, and you caught me during breakfast. You also caught me with another man over here, Bellarmine basketball coach Joe Rival. Joe, this is an annual trip for you each year?
Jefferson Animal Hospital, on the Outer Loop across from Jefferson Mall.
6 till 9, Joe Donovan at WHAS. Derby morning, cloudy and 67 degrees. Where were you 21 years ago this Derby week? Well, the year was 1962. It was the year Lieutenant Colonel John Glenn Jr. became the first American in orbit. He circled the Earth three times in what? The Mercury capsule, Friendship 7. In sports, Mickey Mantle was the American League MVP. Maury Wills, the National League's MVP. Rod Laver was the U.S. tennis champ. Roger Ward won the Indy 500. Driving an Offenhauser, top speed 140 miles per hour, decidedly won the run for the Roses. If you had a TV on in Louisville on, say, a Tuesday evening in 1962 at, let's say, 8 o'clock, Channel 11 had Password. Opposite it on Channel 32 was Bachelor Father. At the same time on Channel 3, it was Laramie. And an hour later, Red Skelton on Channel 11. Opposite that, The New Breed and Alfred Hitchcock. Ben Casey was on TV, as was Dr. Kildare. Shirley Booth was Hazel, and I wonder if you remember...
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ray.
Yeah, Mr. Ed, it starred Alan Young. On the music front, what was to become the ninth biggest song of the entire year was released by four young ladies from New Jersey. Now, they wanted to call themselves something feminine-sounding, so they took the lead singer's first name, Shirley, and called themselves, well, Shirley, the Shirelles. This was the number one song in the land this week, Derby Week, 1962. True to you. 84 WHAS, Shirley Alston, Shirley and the Shirelles, Soldier Boy, 1962. Biggest instrumental hit of the year in 66. Remember the Alka-Seltzer commercial? No matter what shape your stomach's in, huh? Joe Donovan, good morning. It's Derby Day, 1983. You're on WHAS, your official Kentucky Derby station. Check in with Skywatch 84. Dick Gilbert lets you know about the traffic in about a half hour from now. 1 minute till 9.
Kentuckians.
Yeah. Obviously.
Well, anyway, those gentlemen like Cornelius' people in Frankfurt have smiles on their faces. These smiles are artificially induced, I'm sure, because it's hard to smile after having stayed up for something like 30 hours or more. But it's been a remarkably quiet morning. A lot of vendors here, a lot of fairly drunk individuals, but nonetheless a fairly calm morning, all in all. People are still trying to get their liquor into the Downs, and as usual, they're getting caught. Mike Edgerly, WHAS News, reporting live from 4th and Central.
Lexington has cloudy skies, 66 degrees in Louisville. It's partly sunny. Our temperature is 67. I'm Ken Schultz.
And I'm Brian Rublin, 84 WHAS.
You know I love you.
84 WHAS Vehicle, of course, from the Ides of March. That was one of your top two songs, Derby Week 1970. We continue to reminisce and go back Derby weeks past and some of the songs, some of the things that you were doing. Good morning, Joe Donovan from WHAS at 14 after 9, 67 degrees, and generally sunny conditions, starting to get sunny now. So, as we said earlier, if you've been wanting to work on the tan or get out and finally cut down that grass, today might be your day, or this morning anyway, before the rain comes in this afternoon. 67 degrees, wind to south at 12. Bill Hartack was the jockey aboard Majestic Prince, the Kentucky Derby winner back in 1969. Now, up the road a ways, 3 weeks later, Mario Andretti won the Indy 500 with a top speed of 156 miles per hour. Joe Namath and the New York Jets upset the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III, 16-7. UCLA finished the college basketball year ranked number one. Kentucky was ranked by AP and UPI number five. The Grammy nominees for Record of the Year, Aquarius, A Fifth Dimension, A Boy Named Sue, Johnny Cash. Is That All There Is? Peggy Lee, Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet, Henry Mancini, and Spinning Wheel, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Fifth Dimension won it, by the way. Nominees for the Best New Artist of 1969, Chicago, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Led Zeppelin, Oliver, and the Neon Philharmonic. Now, the seventh biggest song of the entire year was a top 10 hit, Derby Week 1969. I like to call this teeny bobber gum chewing stuff, but Tommy Rowe told me about that big, big song.
Well, I started Dizzy on that bus tour, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and I had that chorus written. And then we came home. I was living in L.A., and it laid around there. I tried to finish it and couldn't. And then we went back out on tour again, and that's when I finished it with Freddie. The title, Dizzy, there was an old Jimmy Reed song. I guess you remember Jimmy Reed, the blues singer. He had You Make Me Dizzy. Let's see. No, what was it? You Got Me Dizzy. You Got Me Dizzy, I think was the name of it. And that's another situation where I took a title that had already been, and I just simplified it or made it my way, you know, and I just used Dizzy, you know, bang. And I actually said the same thing that he said in his song. You know, he was saying, you got me dizzy, which I'm saying, you know, the girl makes me dizzy, the same thing. But I simplify it.
So that took you roughly how long to write Dizzy?
Dizzy was about 3 months, you know, the times Freddie and I got back and forth on it and all. 3 or 4 months it took us.
Did you ever get any, pardon me, any flack at all from your producers or whatever record company people about a song that you think is going to be a hit and they say, hey, no, this isn't going to do it?
Yeah, all the time. And I've been wrong most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think Sheila was a hit. I didn't think Sheila would. I thought the B-side was a hit. But I think my situation is that I'm more critical of my songs than I am other people's. Because, you know, I think when you live with something, especially if you create it, you've lived closer to it than anybody, then you get tired of it faster. And I think that's my situation. I was definitely right on Dizzy. I thought Dizzy was a hit when I finished writing it.
Did they agree with you?
No, they didn't.
WHES Making Me Dizzy, Tommy Rowe, top 10 song, Derby Week 1969. Well, we're going to go back a few more years and talk some other music and events, things going on. Something you'll find very interesting, I think, in just a minute. Local name. Sunny in 67 Louisville this morning at WHES. We have a little bit of rain starting to show on the Action Track Color Radar way out to the west of Terre Haute, Indiana, but that could affect our weather later in the day. We'll visit again in about a minute and a half with Ken Schultz.
Compare your
Derby Shake or any other shake from McDonald's. We'll donate 25 cents to benefit Louisville's new Ronald McDonald House. Another great reason to treat yourself to a thick shake at participating McDonald's.
It's 9:22 at WHES, Derby Day 1983, and Joe Donovan along. Of course, later on today, host Wayne Perkey will be giving away cash. Kaywood Ledford calls the races, talks with the trainers, Fred Wishy with features on the flowers and the new turf track at Churchill Downs. Bill Cody and Doug McKelvin on the loose in the infield. Mary McCarthy travels Celebrity Row. Kim Scott, Dan Burgess, and Marshall capture the human side of Derby 109. Paul Rogers talking to the top jockeys and to Van Vance in the barn area, and the official ABC network call of the Derby, all here on your official Kentucky Derby station, WHES 84. We're featuring some Derbies past now in the music area from Dizzy. Let's go back 10 more years. It's 1959, and on television it's The Untouchables. Robert Taylor starred in The Detectives. Jay North was Dennis the Menace. At the Louisville Movie Houses, Rock Hudson and Doris Day starred in Pillow Talk. At the Kentucky Theater and at the Mary Anderson, Rick Nelson, Dean Martin were starring in Rio Bravo. Rialto admission, by the way, was 90 cents for adults, 40 cents for the kids. Best-selling novel of 1959 was Leon Uris' Exodus. Los Angeles beat Chicago in the World Series. Roger Ward won the Indy 500. And Tommy Lee took the Kentucky Derby. What was in the news, 1959? I wonder if you were reading the Saturday Evening Post.
This great Hollywood lawyer is known as the miracle man who gets his clients off the hook. In fact, the words, "Get me Geisler," have become bywords for top stars in trouble. Now, in this week's Saturday Evening Post, Jerry Geisler tells Pete Martin the facts behind his most sensational cases. You'll discover how brilliant court strategy and thorough investigation helped acquit Errol Flynn on Morrow's charges, Charlie Chaplin on a Mann Act charge, and striptease artist Lily St. Cyr on a charge of indecent exposure. You'll read about the headline divorces of Shelley Winters and Cary Grant and find out what kinds of divorce cases Geisler will never handle. What are the facts behind the killing of Johnny Stampinato by Lana Turner's daughter? Who, in Geisler's opinion, was his greatest courtroom witness? Be sure to read the Jerry Geisler story in this week's Saturday Evening Post. On sale now. Get your copy wherever magazines are sold.
What? Do you happen to know who the Derby Festival Queen was in 1959? Martha Lane Collins of Shelbyville. I wonder if Martha Lane remembers dancing to the happy organ. Here's Dave Baby Cortez. 84 WHAS, Dave Baby Cortez and the Happy Organ. Yes, the year 1959, Martha Lane Collins was the Derby Festival Queen. Wonder if she remembers dancing to that, huh? 9:27 with Joe Donovan at WHAS. We've been checking in all morning with Paul Rogers and backstretch reports from Churchill Downs. Let's go again, Paul.
Joe, you know about the infield crowd. Well, I guess we'll call this the outfield crowd. I am on the backstretch. There are a lot of people that come over here.
Old Kentucky, the country ham cured the country way.
It's 9:29 with Joe Donovan at WHES 84, 67 degrees and partly sunny. Well, our meteorologist Ken Schultz, a man in great demand again this morning. If you're just getting up late this Saturday morning, let's check in with Ken and get a handle on the weather.
Well, we're looking at a line of light rain showers, 66 degrees, Louisville. It's partly sunny. Temperature is 67.
Thank you, Ken. 9:32 at WHES. We're going to check in with Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84, and our first look at traffic this Derby morning in about 3 or 4 minutes. Meanwhile, we're reminiscing, having some fun with Derby weeks past and music. Let's put you on the spot this time to guess the year. Remember how much things cost, or shall I say how little? A&P in Louisville wanted 57 cents a pound for coffee. Winn-Dixie chicken was 27 cents a pound. 5 cans of tuna for a buck. At Love and Hearts, a man's tweed top coat cost $59.50. The best-selling novel of the year was The Agony and the Ecstasy, Irving Stone. Car 54, Where Are You? Was on TV. Alabama named the college football champion. College basketball was Ohio State. Getting closer to the year? Well, this might help. How about a commercial?
In summer's heat or winter's chill, it's Pepsi now in Louisville on 4th and Broadway. When they applaud, they clap for Pepsi. 'Cause they're thinking young in Fountain Ferry and Kitty Land. Those who think young think Pepsi's grand. They all prefer it. For him and her, it's always Pepsi. When Louisville folks go bowling, they really enjoy the game. No matter what score they're rolling, there's Pepsi in every frame. In Cherokee and Shawnee Park, they all enjoy that Pepsi spark. That starts them swinging, that's why they're singing. Now it's Pepsi, for those who think young.
You know who she was? Joni Summers, yeah. You know, we have an old Earl's 92 commercial I have to play for you sometime. Our mystery year, well, Carrie Back won the Derby. The nation's top three hit songs for the entire year included Tossin' and Turnin', Big Bad John, and from Derby Week 1961, here is Del Shannon. For WHAS, Charles Westover Jr., his real name, Detroit's Runaway. They called him Del Shannon, of course, 1961. Number one song, Derby Week, 61. Carrie Back won the Derby. 9:36 now with Joe Donovan, Derby Morning.
The Tab Shape Up Sweepstakes. Thousands of dollars in weekly prizes will be given away, plus the grand prize of a dream vacation for two to Hilton Head Island.
Well, Kim will be at the Kroger store, Plainview Shopping Center, Hurstburn Lane and I-64, Monday at 12:30. 9:38, check-in with Dick Gilbert here in just a second. Skywatch 84, me and you on a horse named Marfa, dog named Boo, whatever.
I remember being a free man. Me and you and a dog named Boo. Traveling and living on the land. Me and you and a dog named
84 WHAS, me and you and a dog named Boo. That's Lobo. Joe Donovan at 19 before 10 o'clock. Derby Morning from Radio 84. We'll check in with Dick Gilbert here shortly as soon as we get a few problems straightened out. 67 degrees and sunny. Ken saying some morning sunshine followed by increasing cloudiness. Showers, thunder showers developing this afternoon. Windy and warm, about 83 today, and then race time this afternoon. Chance for a gusty thunderstorm. Temperature about 80. Wind southerly 15 to 25 miles per hour. Showers, thunderstorms tonight down to 56. And Sunday, Mother's Day, mostly cloudy, windy, cooler, high tomorrow 65 with some showers. Partly sunny in Louisville now at 67 degrees.
Flowers from Meriden Miller every day starting Sunday, Mother's Day. Help us celebrate Mother's Week and win some flowers for your mom. Listen to 84 WHAS.
It's 9:43 at WHAS, a very complicated day at WHAS. Derby Day is, and the best laid plans, you know how they go awry sometimes. Dick Gilbert and Skywatch 84. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Joe. We finally unleashed our cadre of electronic experts here and pinned down the problem. The switch was in the wrong position. Someone has been fooling around eating my porridge while I was away or some such thing. I don't know. Anyway, hey, it looks good out here so far.
On the Outer Loop across from Jefferson Mall.
Plus 9:46 at WHAS. We'll be checking in with Skywatch 84 again in about 10 minutes and another backstretch report from Paul Rogers from Churchill Downs in a bit. Let's go back some more. 24 years ago, 25 years ago this week, Tim Tam won the Derby. Arnold Palmer won the Masters. Milwaukee lost the World Series to New York. And Louisville beat Drake in the Sun Bowl. 1958 was the first year for the Grammy Awards. Nominees for Record of the Year that first year: Catch a Falling Star, Perry Como, The Chipmunk Song, David Seville, Fever, Peggy Lee, Witchcraft, Frank Sinatra, and the winner, Volare, Domenico Modugno. Album of the Year went to Mancini, music from Peter Gunn. The Best Country and Western Grammy went to, believe it or not, Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio. You know, if the Grammy people had included Best New Artist category that first year, I'll tell you, an almost certain winner would have had to have been Constance Francanero from Belleville, New Jersey. You know, she is still considered by many to be the most successful female pop singer of all time. Here is Connie Francis. WHAS, Constance Francanero, Connie Francis, and Who's Sorry Now? Takes you back, what, 1958 Derby Week Top 10 Song, the year the Tim Tam won the Kentucky Derby. Joe Donovan at 10 minutes till 10, it's 9:50. Well, let's go out Churchill Downs again, another backstretch report, and Paul Rogers. Paul?
Yeah,
Did you get me? I almost didn't get my thing turned on in time. Can you pick me up okay?
You were there just barely, but go ahead.
I think my battery's wearing down. I think we're all wearing down, actually.
Already?
Yeah. Boy, it is a nice morning. You know, there are so many people that come into town for Derby Week. And
Spurs are the best places to be. Here.
Always prepared.
Yes, always. We are over 3rd and Eastern Parkway, and they turn real good so far. Just a trickle of cars in the west lot, and I'd say about a third full in the east lot, and plenty of TARC buses lined up there waiting to take you over to the track. The infield is about not quite half full now. Lots and lots of pedestrians converging on the thing, so please, if you are driving out in the area, do be extra careful. You know, they're thinking of other things.
Salty, milder taste most folks seem to like the best. In fact, time and time again, Old Kentucky's been awarded the Blue Ribbon for being the best country ham in this area. Old Kentucky invites you to be the judge next time you sit down at the table. Old Kentucky, the country ham cured the country way.
Well, it's 9:55, Derby morning from WHES and Joe Donovan. Showing more and more rain on the Action Track color radar, but it's still well off to our west. You get out to Evansville, way beyond there. It's from Illinois moving into extreme western Indiana now. Some light precipitation out that direction. Nothing around here yet. Sun is shining in some parts of the city brightly, as you know, and it's starting out to look pretty good. Good time to get out now while you have a chance. Work on the tan or mow the lawn, work around the house, whatever you had in mind. Because later on, Ken Schultz says some morning sunshine. We have it, followed by increasing cloudiness with showers and thundershowers developing this afternoon. Windy and warm, up to 83 today. Now, by race time this afternoon, chance for a gusty thunderstorm. Temperatures around 80 degrees. Wind southerly 15 to 25 miles per hour tonight. And tonight, 56. Tomorrow, Mother's Day, mostly cloudy, windy. Cooler, showers, 65, showers again. And Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Yeah, the day you go back to work, high of 67 degrees. That's exactly where it is now. Not a bad day at all in Louisville. Partly sunny, 67, humidity at 47. The wind is south, 12 miles per hour. 4 minutes till 10, and Joe Donovan, a song that would be the number one song in the nation shortly after Derby 1975. Here is The Hustle and Van McCoy.
The four reached the summit about 3.5 hours ago and started down about 35 minutes later. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
And I'm Mike Edgerly, WHAS News. At 10:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees in Louisville. Since yesterday, hardcore Derby revelers began lining up to nail down choice spots in the infield at Churchill Downs. They come from all over the country, but no matter where they're from, like these guys from Detroit, their aim is generally similar, and some like to drive.
Party.
Party, get drunk, messed up.
And bet lots of money.
Yep. And meet women.
You drove down here to party, bet money, and meet women. Can you do that in Michigan?
Yes, you can do that in Michigan, but it's nice drive down here. Seriously, it really is.
Again this year, police are confiscating gobs of liquor and beer at the entrance to the infield and tossing it into several large dumpsters.
84 WHAS at 12 after 10. Things beginning to warm up, as Ken said a little while ago. 72 degrees and sunny in Louisville. Well, coming up this hour, a preview of the infield out of Churchill Downs, and we have a few other feet. We'll be checking in with some of the folks out there all during the hour, and of course, we're talking about Derby's past and music. Let's do a close-up this time on the year that Johnny Carson starred in TV's Who Do You Trust? Dick Van Dyke was with Mary Tyler Moore. We were singing along with Mitch. In Louisville on Friday night, it was Hayloft Hoedown on Channel 11. I think we see a lot of demonstrations today on behalf of one cause or another. Back in this particular year, the Italian-Americans were staging a boycott against TV's The Untouchables. The Academy Award for Best Movie went to West Side Story. Grammy nominees for Best New Artist this year went to The Letterman, Anne Margaret, Dick Gregory, Timmy Euro. Peter Nero was the winner. Peter Nero? Yeah. Hit songs of the year, Wonderland by Night, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Pony Time. Songs by Elvis, Dion, Ray Charles, who was here in Louisville just the other night, Gary U.S. Bonds, Roy Orbison, Brooke Benton. A top 10 national hit, Derby Week. Well, first of all, what was the year? It may have been the year you were driving a wide track.
Hurry on down to Wide Track Town, where the swingin'est deals on wheels are found. Try the Hot Pew Tempest and the Pontiac. You save more money when you go wide track. Hurry on down Wide Track Town. Hurry on down.
Nobody, anywhere, can match the amazing deals on wheels your Wide Track Pontiac dealer's got for you. That's because nobody can match his new Pontiac family of automobiles. He's got every model, every style, any price range you want.
Take today's wonder car, Pontiac's hot new Tempest. The completely new and different car. Only your Pontiac dealer features Tempest at $200 to $300 below the others. Yes, beautiful new Pontiacs. Now at your Pontiac dealers at only $21.67. So take a look. Take a ride before you decide. Hurry on down to Wide Track Town, your Pontiac dealers, and get your new Pontiac. Only $21.67.
Oh, wow. That's back when we could afford them, huh? The year was 1961. Here's Clarence Frogman Henry. 84 WHAS Clarence Frogman Henry. If you were the class of 1961, you remember, but I do. It's 10:17 now with Joe Donovan. You bet. 18 at WHES. Speaking of flying, high above the skies this Derby morning, Skywatch 84. Here's Dick Gilbert.
And we're hanging right over the west end of Churchill Downs. Now I'm 800 feet here above the ground.
Fresh dinner rolls. Cost cutter priced $13.99. So for delicious wishbone fried chicken for your Derby party, go Krogering during Derby days.
Well, it's 20 past 10 at WHES and Joe Donovan. Derby day here indeed. The 109th run for the Rose coming up. 109th run for the Roses. Get it straight. How about a preview of what's going on at the infield out at the Derby? Let's run out there live. And gentlemen, are you there?
Of course we're here.
Of course. Go ahead.
Listen, I want to tell you, Joe, Doug McKelvin along with Bill Cody, the infield, kind of windy out here, but that has definitely not stopped anybody from it. I want to welcome Bill. You're ready to go here today, son.
Joe, you can appreciate this. I thought this was the Kansas Derby. I mean, the wind is whipping things up almost.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's great. We've already made about a three-quarter run around the infield, and I want to let you know that we have already spotted some interesting folks who we're going to talk to as the day progresses, and we're getting ready to place our first bets for the morning race, and we've got a couple of hot tickets. It's kind of unusual. The sun is shining to an extent, but there's not that burnt splash smell that you usually have out here in the infield, you know? So we'll be with you throughout the day. Doug McKelvin with Bill Cody here on 84 WHAS.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This is the University of Kentucky football coach, Jerry Claiborne. It's Derby time in the bluegrass, and I'd like to welcome you to the Commonwealth of Kentucky for the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
WHES, Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. Well, an appropriate song, I guess, today, Ride Like the Wind, with, well, the 109th run for the Roses on the way and all the wind. I understand it's quite a windy day out at Churchill Downs, all over the place today. Let's run upstairs again, Skywatch 84, maybe a little bit early, but to check in with Dick Gilbert, see what's happening with traffic. Richard?
Well, you're talking about that wind. You ought to be up here. Boy, we've got a real strong and gusty wind.
Covering 100% of all in-hospital costs for major illness and injury. MediPet also pays 25% on spays, vaccinations, and routine services. MediPet costs $49 per year and includes a free exam. If you have a pet, you need to know about MediPet, available only at Jefferson Animal Hospital on the outer loop across from Jefferson Mall.
Well, it's 10:28 Derby morning from WHAS and Joe Donovan along. We're going to check in a few minutes with Wayne Berkey up there, Churchill Downs, high up there with the Twin Spires. We'll get an advanced look, an overview of the whole situation from him in a little bit, and we'll be talking as well with some folks with the action mics roaming around Churchill Downs in a little bit, and we'll get an update on Ken's potentially rainy forecast in about 5 minutes. Of course, today, this morning, for the last couple of hours, we've been going back over the years talking about Derby weeks past. Top 10 national hit Derby week 1964 on the way. This was the year, if you kept up with popular books, you probably read The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. Louisville's first showing of the Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, was playing at the Twilight and Skyway drive-ins. And by the way, admission was $1.50 for kids. And coming soon to the Fairgrounds Coliseum, it said, the Motortown Review. Now get this lineup. Marvin Gaye, Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, The Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Temptations, and others. Tickets, $2. $3 at the door. Epitomizing the West Coast sound, of course, the Beach Boys, the Ripcords, Dick Dale, and, naturally, Jan Barry and Dean Torrence. Dean talked with me briefly about Jan and Dean's third biggest all-time hit.
That was one of my all-time, and my kind of theory about that was that it was one of the first songs that we had done that was very obviously was satirical. The others were kind of subtle satirically, but this one was really pretty obvious that, well, at this point they got to be joking. And but on top of that, the production was really starting at that moment to get pretty slick, and we had it down pretty well. And I thought that it was just arranged well. I liked the melody. I liked the tracking parts. And I liked everything about it. Was kind of neat.
WHAS, the year Northern Dancer won the Kentucky Derby. Top 10 song, Derby Week 1964, from Jan and Dean. And Dean Torrance, of course, talking about the song just a little while ago. 10:33 now with Joe Donovan. Derby morning. Well, we're going to check with, let's see, what's the order of events here? We're going to check with Dick Gilbert, then we'll come back and check with Wayne Perkey. And then, of course, we have Ken Schultz here, our meteorologist, and he'll bring us up to date on the weather situation. First, upstairs, Skywatch 84, Dick Gilbert. Richard?
Oh, don't you wish you were up here with...
It's a country ham you don't have to live in the country to enjoy. Old Kentucky, the country ham cured the country way.
It's 10:36 at WHAS and Joe Donovan. Derby Day, Derby 109, of course, coming up this afternoon. We'll check with our meteorologist, Ken Schultz, in just a minute. Let's go out to Downs first. I'll tell you, a fellow that has just about the best view of the whole overview of the Downs there is Wayne Perkey. Wayne?
You're not kidding, Joe Donovan. And what a gorgeous day it is, too. I'm glad to see you this morning. I want to tell you that I think you, what you've been doing this morning has been just wonderful. I've enjoyed the John Denver rendition of the brand new Richard Nixon. I was in my car, Joe, at a red light, holding my sides, laughing. It was so funny. But the things you've done with the Derby's past have been just really fun, and
well, thank you
for that.
It's
obvious that you spent a lot of time and had a good time doing it. So it's been fun. We're going to have a good time today, too. We have Joe Donovan giving us some of the old, and we're going to be talking about some of the Derbies in years past. We're also going to talk about some of the new wrinkles. For example, a brand new wagering system at Churchill Downs, a new pari-mutuel system using computers and all those things, allows anyone at any time to walk up to any window and place any bet they wish on any amount, up to $250 in even dollar increments. James Filburn, who's the director of mutuals here, will explain that to us as we go through the day. And because of this new wagering system, there will be a daily double of the running of the Kentucky Derby. Has there been a daily double? I guess because maybe the mutual's too heavy. I don't know. But the folks here already are enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, there was a record crowd yesterday. What an ideal day it was for the running of the Kentucky Oaks. And nearly $500,000 was wagered on the Kentucky Derby. So you can see, Joe, already the enthusiasm and spirit is here. Looks like it ought to be quite a day.
Wayne?
Yes?
I have a silly question for you.
Fire.
For those that wonder who won the Oaks.
Princess Rooney. You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
There was more money wagered yesterday on Princess Rooney to win the Kentucky Oaks, win, place, and show in the Kentucky Oaks than there was bet all day at Monmouth Park.
My. How far did you win by?
Actually, it's a pretty close race.
Was it?
She was tested pretty well, Princess Rooney, in the Oaks yesterday. She was given a pretty good run, but she did win, and obviously there were some folks who were justified. There were stories I picked up on the backstretch this morning about one fellow who came in with a suitcase with about $200,000 and walked in and said, I want to put this on Princess Rooney to show, and walked away with a whole bundle. And there was... What? Kay was saying it was about $750,000 was bet on Princess Rooney herself to show.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, he's pulling figures out as I am. And we're also going to play a game. We're going to give one of our listeners on every race an opportunity to be a winner, to win a winning ticket, and then convert that into a combination on the winner on every race. We're going to have some fun as we go through the day, and we're delighted to have you aboard today. It's Derby Day on 84 WHAS.
Well, it's 10:38. Very important today, the weather situation. Let's check in with our meteorologist, Ken Schultz.
Still spotting some shower activity on the WHAS Action Track radar from the National Weather Service.
84 WHAS, Diana Ross, Supreme, Scores, and the Happening. It's 10:43, Derby morning from WHAS and Joe Donovan. Diana Ross Supreme's memory. Some more coming up yet today. And, of course, almost time to go out to the Downs. We'll check live on the action mic again in a couple of minutes. First up to Skywatch 84 and Dick Gilbert.
We haven't talked yet about the air.
1046 now, WHES. Well, roaming around Churchill Downs with one of the action mics. We have several out there this year. Kim Scott. Kim?
Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so windy out here. The best tip I can give you so far today from Churchill Downs is hang on to your hats. It is so colorful and so windy out here. It's just gorgeous. I mean, the Tulip Garden on the other side of the infield, the grandstands separate us. There is a lot of hubbub of activity, and everybody is in anticipation of a lot of action to happen today. I'm by the network trucks who are setting up their cameras right now. You can see cameras perched all around Churchill Downs right now. The color and the excitement of Derby as it happens all around Churchill Downs from the grandstands and from behind and from all over. This is Kim Scott in the Tulip Garden on 84 WHAS.
Find out what he really looks like. Come on, Kim.
Hello, this is Bob Weber, the head football coach of the University of Louisville. And on behalf of our football team and program, we'd like to welcome you to the city. Hope you have a good time during the Derby and pick a few winners also.
1048 from WHAS. Lucky Debonair won when you had a ticket to ride the Derby 1965. Here are the Beatles. 84 WHAS, when you had a lucky ticket on Lucky Debonair, you think, 1965? Joe Donovan at 10 minutes before 11, Derby Day 1983, sunny and 72 in Louisville. Up above, a lot of air traffic, I understand, too. Let's check Skywatch 84 again and Dick Gilbert.
Oh, there's a lot of action everywhere, Joe. We have an aircraft, a corporate jet.
Fresh dinner rolls. Cost cutter priced $13.99. So for delicious wishbone fried chicken for your Derby party, go Krogering during Derby Days.
1053 at WHAS. Yes, let's run out to Churchill Downs again and a preview of what's going on today. Wayne Perkey, right?
We are now 37 minutes to post time for the first race.
The gaze over this beautiful place called Churchill Downs.
Isn't it neat, all the flowers and everything else? It's going to be a great Derby, I tell you. And we are going to give you all of the activities from the infield, going back to set up a couple of interviews right now with some rather unusual people, including some friends of ours from the state of Texas. So bear with us, if you will. Bill Cody, Doug McKelvin from the infield on 84 WHAS.
It's 10:55 at WHAS. Briefly, let's get a handle on Ken Schultz's forecast again. Partly sunny and 72 degrees in Louisville. As Dick Gilbert said, it is a windy day. Wind is gusting southwest up to 17 miles an hour. Just a little bit of rain on the Action Track color radar now. It's up near Bloomington, Indiana, but that's about all we show at this point in time. Some morning sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Windy and warm, though. High today, 83. Now, by race time this afternoon, chance for gusty thunderstorms. Temperatures around 80. Wind southerly 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continuing, a low of 56. And tomorrow, Mom's Day, mostly cloudy, windy and cooler with showers, a high of 65. Tomorrow night, decreasing cloudiness, a low of 46. And for Monday, about time you get back to work, partly sunny, breezy and cool, high of 67 degrees. Partly sunny in Louisville now at 72 degrees. Well, stand by, of course, for wall-to-wall coverage from Churchill Downs. This is Joe Donovan. I sure hope you've enjoyed our glance back over the years this morning at past derbies and accompanying memories, TV, books, movies, and personalities and music, and, of course, those prices. Just a year ago, remember Gatto de Sol won the Derby? Remember where the name came from? When Gatto was foaled, a cat was seen lying in the sun outside the barn, hence Gatto de Sol, Sun Cat. And 1 year ago, Dan Fogelberg had another hit in the Run for the Roses. Thank you for joining us. Complete all-day coverage of Derby 109 coming up here on your official Kentucky Derby station, 84 WHAS.
Kentucky Derby Station, 84 WHAS, Louisville.
72 degrees in Louisville. It's 11 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of Churchill Downs, Lynn Stone.
Good morning, Kaywood, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 109th running of the Kentucky Derby. Looks like a great day so far. I even brought my umbrella, Kaywood, to scare away the thunderstorms. We just hope that everyone, locally and from out of town, has a wonderful day and enjoys himself, and may the best horse win.
There's nothing like winning the Kentucky Derby. I think it's the greatest race in the world, really.
Derby Day! On WHAS.
historic Churchill Downs, with calls of all 10 races, including the official ABC Network call of the 109th Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. Reports from the backside barns, the infield, the clubhouse, the grandstand. Interviews with the jockeys and trainers of today's Derby hopefuls and visits to Celebrity Road. And now, your WHAS Derby Day host, Wayne Perkey.
Thanks, John. What has become the nation's largest civic celebration culminates today in the world's most important horse race, the 109th Kentucky Derby. Between now and post time for the feature race on today's program, we plan to lead you on a merry chase from coast to coast. Stops are planned in Richmond, Virginia, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Southern California. We'll also, of course, be visiting Millionaire's Row with Mary McCarthy, following Bill Cody and Doug McKelvin through the sea of humanity in the infield, and people watching with Dan Burgess and Ann Marshall in the grandstands and in the garden. As we focus on the Kentucky Derby itself, we find still more questions than answers. Who will we find in the winner's circle? Will it be the son of Lucien Lauren, trainer of the greats Riva Ridge and Secretariat? Roger Lauren will saddle Lil Current today. Another trainer, member of Racing's Hall of Fame, has a trainer son here today. Alan Jerkins had two shots at the Derby and came up empty each time. Today, his son Steve Jerkins will send to post Paxson Bello, the horse Jimmy the Greek says will win the Roses. Both Current Hope and Paxson Bello are sons of former Derby competitors. So are Love a Libra, Desert Wine, Playfellow. The sires of three others were Derby champs. Marfa, son of Foolish Pleasure, Caveat, son of Cannonade, and Slew of Gold, son of Secretariat, or son of Seattle Slew. Are you tired of all that nepotism? How about a little tip to play a hunch bet? Well, try this one. No gray colt won the Kentucky Derby ever until Determined did it in 1954. Then came Decidedly in 1962 and Spectacular Bid in 1979. Number four was Gato del Sol last year. If Marfa should win the 109th Derby, it'll be the first time grays have won back-to-back. We'll see. Van Vance will be checking activity on the backside through the day. Paul Rogers will give us his insight into what makes the jockeys tick. And our friend Kaywood Ledford will call the races for us all day today on 84 WHAS. And he'll also introduce us to the trainers who are preparing for perhaps the most important race of their lives. We find Kaywood with an old friend right after this. It's Derby Day on 84 WHAS.